UrbanNirvana.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And we'll keep it himself from right side, getting the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hour number two. Want to start things off like the golf season starts off with our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I looked at the weather this weekend. January looks really, really good for Palmetto Dunes. There's great specials going on right now. Also, when I was at the Y the other day, they have pickleball there, and it reminds me 2019 is going to be my pickleball year. And I spent time with a great local amateur tennis player. I know they enjoy Palmetto Dunes. Look, it's Palmetto Dunes, a beautiful oceanfront resort that has everything you would ever need for a great vacation. It could be a weekend getaway, you know, maybe even a three-day weekend or a full week. I want to talk to you a little bit about your businesses, taking some clients down, having maybe your corporate meetings down. They do awesome work with big groups. So, you know, take your company down, take some clients down, and let them take care of it. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Palmetto Golf Report, 5 South Carolinians played in the Sony Open. Matt Kuchar ends up winning. Now, Kuchar, we can almost start. He's got some property here in the state. We don't count him yet, but he won by 4 shots out in Hawaii. Kyle Stanley finished at 10 under par, tied for 22nd. Scott Brown at 8 under par, tied for 33rd. Sam Saunders also tied for 33rd, 8 under par. Kevin Kisner finished 1 under par, tied for 69th. And Ben Martin shot 73-68 to miss the cut in his first event in some time. That is our Sony Open in Hawaii. The tour comes back to the mainland this week, and we'll continue with those Palmetto Golf Reports, brought to you by our wonderful friends, the award-winning resort. Get on their email list to keep getting these awesome deals. It's free to sign up for the Oceanfront Resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Hour number two, we want to hear from you and on our Northland Communication phone line. And my friend Delvin has been hanging on forever. Delvin, I really appreciate you hanging on through that break, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, bless. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yes, I did, man. College football season may be old, but a lot of things happening. I mean, first of all, congratulations. Tom is awesome, man.
Yeah.
I got a feeling he will be back as offensive line coach. When Robert Caldwell retired, I think he might be back. But congratulations. But Mickey, a lot of things going on. Like I said, you got Dan Enos not staying at Alabama, going to Miami, the offensive coordinator. Then you got Steve Sarkisian could be coming back to Alabama. What's your take about that?
You know, it's crazy to think that all the getting in and getting out, Alabama's going to lose 4 assistant coaches now. They're going to lose 7 juniors now, and they'll still be ranked in the top 2 in the country next year. But Sarkisian turning down the Cardinals and turning down the NFL and coming back to Alabama. I didn't think it went great the first time with Sarkisian, but he thinks that's a better avenue for him. It didn't go very well in Atlanta. If you're an Alabama fan, I'll ask you, Delvin, and I'll ask Zach over here, are you excited about Sarkisian? Because the Falcons, that offense was never the same. And the one game he was at Alabama as an offensive coordinator, they ended up losing to Clemson. I'm not sure Sarkisian thing is all that popular of a hire in Tuscaloosa. Delvin, do you like the hire or not?
I don't like the hire, man. I thought they say we'd do something different. But I guess, you know, with so much change going on and stuff, I guess he wants somebody who's been on the staff before. But, yeah, but it just seems like, you know, I guess Dan, like I said, I think Dan either was probably threw him off or something. He just said, hey, you know what, I'm going to go to somebody I already know. And what about the Oakland A's meeting with Colin Murray, trying to offer him more money so he won't go to football?
That's a big risk to me. You don't want to lose your first-round draft pick. No one wants to lose that. But he's talking $15 million for a guy that – I mean, there's a lot of first-round draft picks in baseball that never play the first inning of Major League Baseball. That's a big jump to me. Maybe they really think he's the future But goodness gracious, that's a lot of money to invest.
Yeah, and then and also the recruiting of Jalen Hurts started. They showed him at Maryland, then he went to Miami, then he went to Oklahoma.
Yeah, I gave the news of that this morning. And also, Tate Martell, Miami, West Virginia, and Louisville. So two ACC schools involved for him. It's hard to keep up with all the transfers now.
Yeah, and the one that's shocking to me, what do you think about the report of Brandon Winters saying that UCF is the favorite?
That's about his speed, though, isn't it? I mean, he's not going to – I don't know. I wouldn't get excited about Brandon Winters.
Yeah, everybody thought he was going to Penn State, though. That's why I think that's probably shocking to people.
Yeah. I didn't know this, but on the subject, our friend Nathan checks in, our baseball guy checks in, and says that Kyler Murray didn't even make the All-Big 12 team this year, this past spring at Oklahoma. I don't know. That's a lot of money based on potential in baseball. You know, he's anytime you get drafted in football, you know, there is no minor leagues. Baseball, you got a process to go through. That's a big jump, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting. We've seen the coaching carousel that already played out. I think there's one more job open. I think that's Northern Illinois because, like I said, Rod Carey going to Temple. But this quarterback transfer is going to be interesting this semester.
Yeah, filling out the stats from now. Remember, Georgia hired their offensive coordinator in Coley. They promoted him. Defensive coordinator-wise, they're still looking around. They're trying to hire LSU's secondary coach. There's some talk about Alabama still firing their defensive coordinator, him moving on to Georgia as well. There's still a lot of that Alabama and Georgia coaching movement to go about it. And I tell you, through watching all this, it makes me feel great that Dabo Swinney doesn't have to do this every single year. Alabama's lost four so far, and I don't know if they're done losing coaches right now.
Yeah, just when you thought the college football season over, man, all these coaches changes and style changes and quarterback transfer, man, this is getting interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, take my call.
Thank you, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Would you be excited about Sarkisian coming back if you're an Alabama fan, Mr. Or24?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Is he going to have the off-the-field stuff issues that he's had in the past, or is that behind him completely?
I hope it's behind him.
It's a decent hire, I guess. It's not awful, but it's not great.
He wasn't great with the Falcons, though.
No, but he was decent with Bama.
One game. I mean, he only was on the offensive coordinator for one game and lost it.
No.
I don't know, man. Seemed like a risk to me.
A risk that they're willing to take, I guess.
Yeah. Texture makes a good point. Sarkisian gets Bama back to who Saban wants to be. More under center, more multiple tight ends, multiple formations, and more run-oriented. Kramer writes that in there. Kramer, that's a good point. I'm not sure Saban felt comfortable with the fun and gun slinging all around the place with Tua.
I don't buy into that, really, because Tua is a talent they haven't had down there, right? He's not going to be under center, turning around, handing the ball off 35 times a game, is he?
Nick Saban, for 30 years, has been a run-first guy. This year, it looked totally different.
Nick Saban's never had a quarterback like Tua.
Good point. But what did it – you know, he won national championships running the ball. They didn't run it this year, and they had three of the best backs in the country, and they didn't run it. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just trying to point out a different – I think you make a good point. With that said, I could see him getting back to old school, pounding ground.
Guess we'll find out next season.
Yeah.
Got 8 months to decide.
Find out in the spring a little bit. But if you're Tua, I'm sorry, if you're Tua, you can't be excited about that.
Tua interceptions.
Mm. Tua turn the ball over. William, speaking of Georgia, William's in the Peach State. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. You like your offensive coordinator?
I do, because we ain't even going to have to change the playbook, I don't think, because right. What – he's Cheney's predecessor, right?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right.
And they hired that defensive guy from Alabama, but he still hadn't got a coordinator yet. So you think they wouldn't have that much trouble to get that job filled? Because, I mean, you would think there'd be a lot of people wanting to jump on that job, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I really don't.
A lot of turnover in a lot of different places right now.
Yeah, I kind of done got off the college bandwagon now, and I'm on the NFL bandwagon. I'm Rams all the way.
Because of Gurley.
Did you, there you go. Did you watch that Eagles and Saints game last night?
I did. I watched
that was a good
most
game,
of it
brother.
Last night. Yeah, it was a great game.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it
good
looked game. Like two good. Different games, the first quarter and then the final three quarters.
Well, if you hear anything about our D.C., let me know. I'm on dog 24, but they don't let us know everything. So if you hear anything, let me know, brother. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, my friend. Bye. Appreciate the phone call. Yep. They are – I'm not surprised, but there's just a ton of turnover in those staffs. Let me ask you this, Zach. Because we saw – Kirby Smart worked so long for Nick Saban. And because we saw a offensive coordinator leave, much like Nick Saban, an offensive coordinator at Georgia leave to take Tennessee, did that first when Cheney left, did that kind of send an issue to you? Why would you leave Georgia for Tennessee?
Is he going to pay more money?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the – I mean, could Georgia not match if they wanted to?
Maybe he enjoys working under a Tennessee organization, Tennessee regime, more than he does Kirby Smart in Georgia.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe. The guy at Kentucky turns you down. You kind of got that reputation a little bit. My point in asking the question is Kirby Smart hard to work for like Nick Saban? Because Nick Saban has turnover every year. A lot of guys just get better jobs.
Sure.
But sometimes guys leave to take parallel. Brent Key left Alabama's offensive line job this year to take over at Georgia Tech. Now, that's his alma mater, but still.
Well, going from the Georgia OC to the Tennessee OC is a lateral move at best.
At best.
It's curious.
Is that because Kirby Smart's hard to work for?
Is he? I don't know. I don't know anything about the day-to-day operations at Georgia, how he is off the field and in the offices. He's a fiery guy on the field. We've seen some videos of him talking to the team and made fun of said videos multiple times.
Yeah.
He's a different cat.
Yeah.
He's hungry, obviously.
Now, I just got this, and I haven't seen this because when I went to bed last night at 10 o'clock, this hadn't been announced, but the LSU defensive back coach has already announced he'll remain at LSU. That came out last night, and UGA said they'd never talked to Kentucky coach. You know, 6 and 1/2 dozen. I don't know. I don't know who said what. Eddie Grant. I know they talked to Eddie Grant, whether they offered him or not. Who knows that? But if Corey Raymond stays at LSU, that's a big, big, big jump for LSU. And it doesn't look good for Georgia if that is the case. Healthcare text line 986-1566. Text said, with Burton Burns being such a nice guy, what is keeping him working with Saban? He's from Alabama. Well, Burton has moved off the field now. Now he is in a support role. He is one of the support members rather than on the field running back coach. Maybe you can see Burton maybe coming back on the field because they've got to hire several offensive coaches on that side of the ball. How's your Murray match coming over there?
Andy Murray has lost in 5 sets.
Oh, man.
And his Australian Open is over.
Did the Australian Open, is this week 1 or week 2?
This is the first day of it, yeah.
First day of it?
Yep.
Out. How does that happen?
Yeah, you know, he's banged up. He's got a bad hip. He was unranked coming into this because he's been injured for most of the season. So he loses to the Spaniard, Baptiste Agus. I don't know how to say his last name, to be honest with you.
Oh, everybody knows him.
So, and Murray out of the Australian Open. He's supposed to retire after Wimbledon, but he may not even get that far. So we'll see what happens.
You remember when Sopranos were where Olivia Soprano ran over the lady and, you know, thought she was backing out but hit her?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony said, my mother, he's talking to Melfi, because my mother, I was in the hospital all night. She hit this lady and now she hit her head on the steering wheel, stitches. I was at the hospital all night and Melfi goes, how about the other lady? He goes, what's that? He goes, the other lady she hit, he goes, hip. So Andy Murray out today because of hip. You told me earlier, you surprised me a little earlier.
What did I say?
You said that you like the French Open first.
Yes.
Australian Open second.
Yep.
Wimbledon third.
And the U.S. a distant fourth.
Most people, I would say, Wimbledon 1, U.S. Open 2, French 3rd, Australian 4th.
I watch the major tournament. I don't watch any of the other stuff. I don't think anybody does, to be honest with you. But these 4 major tournaments, I think ESPN does a great job with the coverage of them, especially the Australian.
Chris Fowler does a good job.
Chris Fowler is fantastic on that call.
Yeah.
It's great because we're doing the show here and we have live sports on, which is amazing, and I love it. That's why the Olympics was so great in Brazil. We had live sports on, and the Olympics in South Korea was great. We had live sports. It's fun for me to watch. I enjoy watching it. And the French, you know, I've been to Paris. I've been to that stadium, to Roland Garros, and it's just, there's some majesty to it, if you will. So I enjoy watching that more than anything. The clay is fascinating. Wimbledon is great because of the grass and the prestige. Everybody wears white. You get the old queen every once in a while. She comes out to a match or two. And then the Australians, it's fun because it's convenient. The U.S. Open is nice. I watch it, but it's not on the same level for some reason.
Years ago, I gave Monica Seles a golf lesson when she was down at Harbortown, Hilton Head. I liked her. She was not the greatest. Her mom was, I think it's her mom, was kind of like this dominating lady. Anyway, they had this tiny little show dog. One of the tiny little, you know.
They had a cat?
Yeah, a little shih tzu thing. You know what I'm saying? And the little dog's name was Roland Garros. That's right. Every time I hear Roland Garros, I think of that little dog, man. All right, we need to take a break. Snap Hook, hang on. I'm coming to you. Also, Mr. Orr 25.
Also,
I have the 10 most anticipated college football games for 2019, according to ESPN.com. And Clemson, Georgia, South Carolina represented in part of the list and part of the other list. I'll make sense of that when we come back. Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. They want to come in and look at your crawl spaces. They want to make sure that you don't have any of the moisture and mildew. They can encapsulate your crawl space, dry up your crawl space, and make sure that you don't have any issues there. Mold and mildew aren't good for you. I just know that. Mold and mildew are bad for your family, bad for breathing. Don't do that. Let these proven products, these quality products, these proven services, these professionals come in and permanently repair any foundation issues you may have, any kind of mold and mildew issues you might have. For a free quote today, get in touch with them. This is easy. It's simple. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. Notre Dame, Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M, South Carolina, North Carolina. Where do they rank as far as the most anticipated games in 2019 when you come back after this?
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Calling all commercial business owners, managers, and operators. Crute LED, an awarded Duke Energy Trade Ally, can help you save money on your lighting project. Our exclusive products are certified and warranted for 5 years. Whatever your need, Crute has the right product for a simple and easy conversion to LED. Crute LED will verify your eligibility, calculate and award your Duke Energy rebate up front. Call us at 864-401-8156. Email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info on our exclusive products.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes pressure. He's hit it long. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number three.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it's all.
Made my day with that one, buddy. Absolute Waste Management. They specialize in residential and commercial waste removal. Services for bulky, unwanted items, old furniture, appliances, garage debris, construction debris, yard waste. If you got evictions, the garage had need to be cleaned out, any kind of liquidation foreclosures. There's our great friends at Absolute Waste Management. They want to take care of you. They'll get the job done quick. It's locally owned and operated. There's no hidden fees, straightforward pricing. So no job is too big. No job is too small. Let them come take care of you. It's our friends at Absolute Waste Management. For a free quote, text or call 266-7131, 266-7131, or Absolute Waste, MGMT, Absolute Waste Management. The good folks at Absolute Waste, MGMT.com. Snap Hook joins us, Northern Communication phone line, on a Reaction Monday. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
We are blessed. Zach Orr was nice enough to come pick me up at my house this morning. I hadn't asked him for a ride home yet, so I'm going to be really nice to him the next hour and a half and see if he'll give me a ride home. So that's good.
Look, man, I mean, I could send Mr. Snap.
No! No. I'd rather walk.
I mean, Mickey, I don't know where you are with your spiritual walk or anything, but I promise you, you'll find Jesus on the way home. I'm just saying. I'll even let her take the top down. You talking about an adventure.
No, it's the thought that matters. Thank you so much for that. The thought that matters. No, we're good.
Okay, man.
I mean,
anytime. It's all good. You just let me know. It's Pickens County Uber over here.
No, that's okay.
All right.
Congratulations, by the way. Your Pats offense scores in 5 of your first 6 drives. Man, you guys looked awesome. Sony Michelle and the offensive line looked great.
How about them Pats? Look great. I'm telling you, if Julian Edelman was as big as Gronk, he'd be the best receiver ever. Mm. I'm telling you.
He had a great game.
If Gronk had half the heart of Julian Edelman,
yeah,
he'd be unstoppable.
Edelman, nine catches, 151 yards yesterday.
Ridiculous. He became the second leading receiver in the postseason behind Jerry Rice.
Didn't know that. How about that?
He has 94 receptions in the postseason.
I did not know
that's
that.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So we're heading to another great what I see is probably one of the best AFC Championship games in a while. Kansas City's back. It's kind of that new school young gun offense of Kansas City versus, you know, the old steady, tried and true of the Patriots. It's going to be a pretty cool matchup. I'm excited to see it.
It's too early to think about weather. I do think weather could be a factor. Both these teams played in some cold weather this past weekend. I think it was a factor a little bit in Kansas City. It was not in New England. But if weather is not a factor, I would expect a shootout. I'd expect it's going to take 35, 38, maybe 40 points to win this one next Sunday.
And if that's the case, Mickey, I think – You know, the way that the defense was dialed up yesterday, I mean, just absolutely had Phillip Rivers just confused, and I mean, kind of reminded me of Tua a little bit, but just confused, all the different looks. I mean, I've been watching Patriots football for decades, and I've never seen a cover zero look, ever. I mean, and I'll give it to Tony Romo, the only credit I'll give him. He called it, said that they were running like maybe like a Ravens-style, you know, different look, exotic blitz packages, the whole nine yards. So, I don't know. I think if it ends up coming down to a shootout, I think defensively we got something for them.
Well, you know, like I think coaching is so important at this level. Guys knowing how to get there and how to, you know, that have been there and how to get there before. Now, both these staffs appear to be really, really experienced. The other thing I was going to tell you is it appears to me that you're embracing this underdog role. Brady's always talked about it. There's so few times that the Patriots are underdogs. Now, you haven't played very well on the road this year, so I can understand that. But you've embraced this underdog role, and Brady seems to be kind of talking some trash about it.
Yeah, I'm fine with, you know, playing with a chip on her shoulder, all that kind of stuff.
You got to find a way to do it, no doubt.
I'm going to leave you with this thought. How poetic was it that a South Carolina receiver ruined the Eagles' chance at another Super Bowl?
Yeah. The Eagles looked so stinking good for the first two drives, couldn't maintain it, and it was a chip away after that. The Saints just kind of chipped away at it. That was the best game of the weekend, but I expect pretty good conference championship games.
I do too. I'm calling Rams Patriots in the Super Bowl, and I'll call in later to talk about that. I need to let that marinate for a little bit.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. 654 Roar 654-7627. Mr. Orr 24. I have some college football stuff for you.
What kind of recruiting news you got for me?
Not recruiting. ESPN.com and their Jeremy Schamp, ESPN. Their 14 biggest games for 2019. Ready?
Please.
In the others category. They had the top 10, and then they had the others category.
The others.
All right. The others category. Pitt at Penn State, because this last scheduled meet between two rivals, so you can bet Pitt's going to want to play a little bit better than they did in 18 when they lost 51-6 at home to the Nittany Lions. I'm not excited about Pittsburgh-Penn State. Can I get me a biggie over there?
Oh, biggie, early biggie.
September the 14th. Oklahoma at UCLA, September 14th. Oklahoma beat UCLA badly in 18. This game's a huge measure stick where the Bruins are in year two under Chip Kelly.
Who's the quarterback? Is Jalen Hurts quarterback for Oklahoma at that point?
Don't know. Visiting. Don't know. Arizona State at Michigan State, September 14th. Arizona State pulled one of the biggest non-conference upsets of the year with a field goal. The time expired. Beat Michigan State, but this the Spartans have.
Still others?
Yeah, still others. And finally, let's see if I'm saying this.
South Carolina, North Carolina?
Yeah, these are the biggest non-conference games, by the way. Not the biggest games, the biggest non-conference games. Finally, South Carolina, I'm sorry, as Larry Williams would say, South Carolina and North Carolina in Bank of America Stadium, August 31st. Mack Brown begins his second stint at North Carolina coach as South Carolina team had a disappointing 2018. Did South Carolina have a disappointing 2018?
I mean, didn't they?
I guess. I don't know.
They got thumped in their bowl game. Lost to Kentucky again. Lost to their in-state rival again. Didn't compete in the East. Yeah, they did.
Cool. Top 10 most anticipated game, non-conference games for 2019.
Top 10.
Number 10, Nebraska-Colorado. The hype machine has already started for the Cornhuskers in year two under Scott Frost. They're ranked number 24 and way too early, top 25. Dynamic quarterback Adrian Martinez. He comes back. Gracious.
Again? How long has he been there?
42 years. The improvement was evident in 2018 went on. Big rematch for the old Big Eight rivals. Colorado won 33-28 in 2018, but the Buffs have serious questions after losing seven straight to close the season. Number 9, Houston and Oklahoma. Do you care about all that we've been reading about these?
I do not care about any of them yet.
Dana Holgorsen going up against Oklahoma. Kyler Murray's gone. We will see. They have a new defensive coordinator in Soonerland.
Not going to be getting excited about Houston football anytime soon.
Number eight, Stanford at Central Florida, September 14th. LSU broke UCF 25-game winning streak in the Fiesta Bowl. I'd like to watch that game. That'd be decent. Number seven, I didn't know this game kicked off the season. Florida State, Boise State, Jacksonville, Florida in the Gator Bowl, August 31st to kick off the season.
You're excited about that?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I didn't know they kicked off against each other.
No, I had no idea.
Florida State can't afford a loss. This is a big one for Willie Taggart.
Frenchie's coming back, though.
He is coming back. How about that? Will he be the starting quarterback or Will Blackman?
Remains to be seen.
Whoever doesn't win the starting quarterback role, I think moves to the offensive line.
Good point, Bobby, in Greenville. Adrian Martinez was a true freshman last year. We're thinking of Taylor Martinez that was up there.
I get so many of the Martinez. Number six, you ready?
Yeah.
Miami and Florida and Camping World Stadium, Orlando, August 31st. How about the Sunshine State? How about a little very first game for Manny Diaz taking over? Hard to believe that Dan Mullen will be the veteran coach in this deal. But Miami and Florida open up the season next year. Didn't know that was the case. You're excited about that one. Here's
an SEC East contender, maybe favorite in Florida?
They'll be favorite, but we all know the Coastal Division owns the SEC East right now.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Number five, this is interesting to open the season in Arlington, Texas at Jerry's World, AT&T Stadium, the best stadium in the country. Until L.A. opens there. Do you see L.A. Stadium?
No.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
Auburn and Oregon. That's interesting. Justin Herbert comes back. Gus Malzahn looking for a quarterback. Malzahn needs to win that one, brother. Most of his defensive linemen come back, though. Number four, get ready to crank up a little biggie for me. Texas A&M at Clemson, September the 7th. A&M came the closest to derailing Clemson in 2018, going down the wire in College Station after a big fourth quarter rally. But Clemson was a team that Clemson team that didn't have Trevor Lawrence as starting quarterback. Though the Tigers did lose their entire defensive front, they're the team to beat heading into 2019 with Lawrence, Travis Etienne, T. Higgins, and Justin Ross, and others. This could be the biggest test on Clemson's schedule against a team that will be further ahead to year two, or be further ahead in year two under Jimbo Fisher. Number four, most anticipated non-conference game next year.
Looking forward to a year two of Jimbo, and A&M should be more of a challenge. They do have some guys that declared early for the draft, so it'll be interesting to see how they can replace those individuals on both sides of the ball. But yeah, A&M coming to Clemson should be a fun one here in Tigertown. Maybe a game day location.
Could be. The number three most anticipated non-conference game next year. October 26th, kind of later in the year. Didn't know it was this late. Notre Dame and Michigan. This game comes an interesting time for both team schedules. Irish already have played Georgia and Southern Cal. Michigan have already traveled to Wisconsin and Penn State. If both teams manage to make this game undefeated, they're all but certain to be top five teams heading to playoff in their sights. Both teams return starting quarterbacks, but pressure on Jim Harbaugh is much higher than what Brian Kelly faces.
I do not care about either of these teams.
Can I make some Northern people really mad right now?
Oh.
The idea of, they've got to go to Penn State and Wisconsin, that does scare me.
Penn State and Wisconsin are formidable places to play. The teams that play in them are not.
Right.
Great crowds.
Thick-ankled slobber knockers.
Them big old corn-fed boys up there.
Corn-fed boys. Big, thick-ankled, what else do I call those guys? Anyway, slow boys. Number two, most anticipated non-conference game. Now, this is a good game right here. September 7th, same time as Clemson and A&M. Boy, the Lone Star State has a big weekend that weekend. LSU at Texas. Thank you very much. ESPN says Texas is back and Coach O is redeemed. Let us all rejoice.
Texas ain't back.
You don't reckon?
No. You don't reckon?
Texas is not back.
I'm on back now, y'all.
Did you watch the Sugar Bowl?
I refuse to believe Texas is back.
What are you waiting on?
What am I waiting on?
Yeah.
Something real.
Was the Sugar Bowl not real to you?
No, it wasn't real.
They beat Oklahoma and they beat Georgia this year.
Yeah, Georgia wasn't a good football team.
Really? We're gonna disagree
clod
on
hoppers. We call them clod hoppers.
Clod hoppers.
Yep.
Yeah, clod hoppers. We're gonna disagree on Texas being back. They'll be preseason top 10 next year. And the most anticipated non-conference game next year, September 21st, Notre Dame at Georgia. I'll be honest with you. I'm more interested in LSU, Texas than Notre Dame, Georgia.
I'm more interested in Notre Dame at Georgia. I think that'd be a fun one to watch between the hedges.
Yeah.
I'm just not interested in watching LSU with no quarterback again.
Until Burrow comes back?
Burrow had a good game in the bowl game against at UCF.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't buy that. That was against a
Burrow
bad,
comes back, by the way.
Lesser competition.
Yeah, he comes back. So we'll see. So anyway, exciting 2000.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
I already have.
Trying to have a press conference over here.
Hey, guys. That was good. I don't have the college football schedule up for next year yet, but that's coming. The ACC will have theirs out, I'm guessing, end of this month, maybe 1st of February.
So we kick off August 31st. They'll have it out about August 15th. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice of them to take care of that for us. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to tell you, I'm on their site right now, and you know how they say a picture tells 1,000 words or paints 1,000 words. Right now, over 14,000 projects, over 4 million square feet of flooring have been installed. These guys are awesome at what they do. It will be very, very soon I can start talking to you about some upcoming events. Matter of fact, I think I'm right by saying this, that we have the upcoming later this month, the Greenville Remodeling Expo. So I think I'm right by saying that over at the TD Convention Center. So get out and see those guys and girls then. If you're listening to us down in Charleston, the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Galliard Center. And then later in March, we'll talk about TD Convention Center, the Southern Home and Garden Show. Right now, the Greenville Remodeling Expo is later this month. To find out more about that and more about Carolina Flooring Specialist and these awesome-looking garage floors, call Tim Worley, set it up an appointment, no obligation phone call, 404-8158, 404-8158. It's our great friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. 7 Alabama juniors went pro. I'll tell you about who those were, early juniors going, and we'll also get you some guys we haven't heard from yet. And today, with the final of the deadline for the NFL and the juniors list, we'll talk about that when you come back for a short break right after this.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold
all season long.
Etienne cuts into the 15. He's at the 10 and the 5. Stays on his feet. Hit it for the end zone and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him. It's second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. And if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
ACD Sports in Eastleigh says congrats to the Clemson Tigers. Our Clemson fan shop on Highway 123 in Eastleigh is loaded with a huge variety of national championship t-shirts, caps, magnets, flags, drinkware, license plates, and everything you need to show that pride and love for our national champion, Clemson Tigers. Visit our store and see our selection before you buy online. Buy local right here with Clemson fans like you. The Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Eastleigh on Highway 123 in the Hamrick Shopping Center.
It takes a winning spirit to keep a company running smoothly. And Sandvik Coromant, located in Westminster, wants to congratulate the Clemson Tigers for their winning spirit during the 2018 football season. Specializing in tooling for the metal cutting industry, Sandvik Coromant is shaping the future of global manufacturing through extensive R&D, recruiting, and training those who strive to be the best. Keep the winning spirit alive, Tigers. All the best from Sandvik Coromant in Westminster.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass, leased today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200, do it sign. 3 year, 10,500-mile lease with approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
I got a feeling, here we go now. Coming crazy. The folks over at Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. They've been doing it for 50 years now, but this thing has changed because of tax fraud and people that are identity fraud trying to steal your tax returns, your refund check. They're very careful when they get these refunds out now. It takes a longer time, about mid-February. On Valentine's Day is when folks are getting their first checks back now. But the IRS has given you a chance to get advances on what money is coming back to you. Those advances, I talked to someone last week that had an advance from Patterson's Tax Service. 55 minutes is what it took. So if you're depending on the tax check and that refund check, think about doing it with these guys now. Let them just call and let the folks over there explain to you how the refund stuff works and how the advance on the refund works. Maximize your refund by going with the tax professionals. One of the conversations around my house this weekend with my in-laws was about taxes and about how they said, we normally do our own, so we can't this year because of just how the tax code has changed so much. Let the Patterson Tax Service in a complicated year take care of you. 859-8289, 864-859-8289. Anywhere you can hear my voice, they can take care of that for you. Mr. Orr 24, Reaction Monday. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I was wrong. The remodeling expo was this past weekend. And I guess I met the guys at Carolina Flooring Specialists, Russ from Greer. I appreciate that. Didn't know it was so early this year, a week earlier. The second part of this is that today is the deadline for juniors and when juniors are making their big decision. And we had over the weekend when we left you on Friday that four Alabama players had decided to turn pro, but since then, three more. So far, seven Alabama juniors leaving the program to go to the NFL. Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, Jonah Williams, running back, Jacobs, tight end, Irv Smith, cornerback, Savion Smith, safety, Deontay Thompson, and linebacker, Mack Wilson. Also, you remember Jalen Hurts. That's really eight underclassmen that are leaving. Haven't heard yet on Afferny Jennings or Shaheem Carter. Carter needs to come back for sure. The only one that came back that had any kind of chance, I know Diggs, who was hurt, he comes back, but Raekwon Davis, who didn't do a whole lot in the national championship game, he does come back. But that's just another one of now seven different guys, seven different juniors leaving. It's got to be tough to replace all that time. We have not heard yet from Clemson on a couple of guys. No word yet from Tanner Muse. No word yet from Isaiah Simmons about the NFL or about leaving school early. Garrett Williams told one of our great websites that follow it that he will wait till after surgery. I think he's got surgery in February. Multiple little clean up the knees and all that kind of stuff to see how he feels and see what his options are then. He might join the military, but he might come back for his senior season. And then the only other one is Tavion Feaster. And remember, he had talked about maybe entering the transfer portal, but no news on that. I think Feaster needs to come back. The screen pass in the national championship game, the 26-yard screen pass, I thought that was one of the biggest plays of the game.
Gigantic play in the game.
Yeah. Brandon from Easy writes in, Jacobs going pro, Damon Harris was a senior to the NFL, and he says the other Harris, Najee Harris, transferring. Can y'all confirm? Najee Harris flirted about transferring at the end of his freshman year, but now that he's the guy, he wouldn't transfer now, would he? The guy now.
You wouldn't assume so, but you never say never.
Yeah. I don't know. I would think that I think that he'd hang around now because after all this is all said and done. But now they do get Trey Sanders, the number one running back in the country next year. Bama's going to have backs. Make no mistake.
Yeah, they're never hurting for backs.
No. Opposite ends of the spectrum is on our text line. Texter said, Zach, stop hating on my Longhorns.
Okay, cool.
Hook them. Was that Kelly Gramlett texting in there? Do you know, recognize the number for Kelly Gramlett?
I did not recognize Kelly's number.
And the other said, hey, making Zacchaeus Tiger paramedic here. Texas is not back, number one. Number two, Texas, in fact, does call 911. I'm thinking of moving back. They don't call 911. They have their own way of dealing with all that. Stadium and parade celebrations in Clemson. If you went to that over the weekend, what were your thoughts on it? How was it handled? It was crowded as can be. I walked down Zach Orman's Tour 24 rather than trying to park down this kind of thing. But I noticed in getting in, it was very crowded getting in. But I thought people were, as I thought they would be, people were very patient. Everybody's in a good mood, you know? If you go to a situation where everybody's in a bad mood and getting out of there, that's where people complain about stuff. I'm sure they had some complaints, but everybody's in a great mood. So why not just be patient and get around there? My highlights were Brent Venables and his two daughters, man, in that convertible. The donuts and Christian Wilkins. Are you a little surprised, Mr. 24, that we did not see any wet willies when Dabo was trying to speak that Cleland and Christian did not?
I think there was probably a Stern talking to about that, but not too surprised.
Yeah. The other Clemson news that came out this week and I thought was noteworthy is that Thomas Austin, who has been a graduate assistant on the offensive line, former great Tiger player here from Camden, is rejoining another Camden native. Sean Elliott is the head coach down at Georgia Southern. And now Thomas Austin gets his first full-time head coaching job. He's going to be the offensive line coach down at Georgia State. Down at Georgia State. So GSU is Georgia State, Mickey. So through all that. And then Steve Sarkisian back at Bama. I think by the end of this week, Bama will have its staff hired and Georgia will have its staff hired. And we'll, I think by the end of this week, maybe early next week, we'll see all the staffs kind of back at it. Dabo did mention that spring practice at Clemson will begin in March and we'll have an April spring game. All those dates, we'll get that to you a little later on. And then the other big news today is the Tigers are headed early to the White House. But that could be somewhat put on hold because of weather in D.C. And we're seeing some awful weather conditions with snow and all of that up there. The women's team won yesterday against Florida State, 57-45, and a fantastic win for them. Their second consecutive road game win against a ranked team. We just don't see that. The men's team that lost on Saturday, 63-42 to Virginia and fell to 10-6. 0-3 in the ACC, gets a chance to win its first conference game. 9 o'clock, Georgia Tech at Clemson here at Little John coming up. Griffin checks in next, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Griffin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in.
Awesome. So I was having this discussion with my brother the other day about if Chase Bryce had not come in during Syracuse, would we have not won the national championship?
It's an interesting thought. Who would have been the quarterback if Chase Bryce wouldn't be? Maybe Batson, maybe?
I think Batson had a broken thumb during that game.
Then maybe Darion Kendrick, and you're under Wildcat the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You're saying that maybe if they lose that game, does Clemson get in over Ohio State? Because, you know, let's assume that you win, that Trevor's back the next week and you win the rest of the games. Then does Clemson get in against Ohio State, or over Ohio State maybe? That would be a discussion.
Right.
Both of them won conference championships. I still think Clemson gets in. Ohio State lost to Purdue by a gazillion, and Clemson would have lost to Syracuse with an injury maybe. A transferred quarterback, remember it was Monday of that week that transferred that Bryant transferred. I think maybe they had a little leeway there. So I can't say no for sure, but it would have been a different, you know, maybe a different matchup too. Maybe Clemson and Alabama might have played in the first round, and then you might have played Georgia or Oklahoma in round two. So I don't know. It would have been completely different, though. It's a good question.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't have made history with 15-0.
It wouldn't have been 15-0. I can guarantee you that. That's one thing we do know. The first of being that, for sure. But I'd tell you, though, Chase Bryce, I think, frees your offense up because I know you want to run Trevor Lawrence more and get him in that running game more, and you don't have to protect him because you got Chase Bryce. And Chase Bryce, I think, could beat anybody on the schedule next year once again.
I agree.
Yeah. Great point. Griffin, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Texter said, would Clemson have played in a conference championship if they lost to Syracuse? Well, Syracuse had more than one loss in the ACC, correct? Didn't Syracuse lose more? Bear with me one second here just to make sure. In that ACC, yeah, Syracuse went 6-2. So Clemson could have had a loss and played in the ACC championship game. Final phone call of this segment is from Dave in Simpsonville. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. Zach, thanks for getting me in. You know, from the weekend, the things that I took away from was the fact that Dabo can get out and speak to the masses. And you talk about smiling faces. You talk about happiness. I mean, it was cold. It was miserable. I think at one point it was even sleeting. And his whole message was on, you know, sharp ears. Everybody heard. Everybody was happy. Everybody standing up cheered. That guy is absolutely a generational difference maker. And whether it be in football or whatever he decides to do after football, the guy is certainly somebody you want to follow because he's amazing. The other thing I saw I really liked was WCCP replaying the broadcast twice of the national championship game. Doesn't Don Munson call a heck of a football game? I swear to goodness, that guy, every time I hear your commercials and he's talking about going out to California and striking gold, well, you get to hear that in, you know, on the replay Saturday twice. I listened twice, and gives you shivers every time. So we appreciate that. And lastly, Coca-Cola, thank you for stepping up. But we want the Coke bottles, not the Coke cans. Next year when we win this thing, please be a little slower in the delivery and bring us Coke bottles. Guys, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Don't be slower in the delivery of the speech. Mr. Or 24, I'm wrong about Syracuse. They would have been 7-1 and tied with Clemson. They would have had the tiebreaker, so Syracuse would have gone to the championship game. I appreciate all the texters correcting me on that. I'm not very good
everybody at correcting you on that.
I know. Everybody in the right mind. We have 35,000 of those coming in now. I would not have been I'm not good at the what-if game. So, yeah, Syracuse would have going to be able to take care of that one. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you in this full-service lumber yard. They are awesome at what they do and how they do it. They want to tell you that through 102 years, they've learned some stuff. The first thing they have learned is that if you are not successful, then they are not successful. If you're not ordering stuff, then they can't do it. They want to make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your bottom line dollar. The issue here is that every single delivery being online, on time, in full every single time, they'd love to be your full service lumber yard and show you, just wow you with their customer service. No one walks this walk like these guys do. No wonder they've been doing it for quite some time now. No wonder they continue to set records out this way. It is our great friends at Harbin Lumber. I've been a customer when we remodeled our home, and I cannot give them. I give them the highest. What's the highest thing you can say about somebody? The best? Best is standard, whatever. The greatest, the best. They will exceed your expectations. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number. 353-5053, 353-5053 is HarbinLumber.com. Hour three after this.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of